2 Chronicles, Chapter 18. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honour in abundance, and he joined affinity with Ahab. After certain years he went down to Ahab to Samaria. Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people who were with him, and moved him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat king of Judah, "Will you go with me to Ramoth-Gilead?" He answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people, and we will be with you in the war." Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire first for the word of Yahweh." Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, "Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" They said, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the hand of the king." But Jehoshaphat said, "Isn't he there here a prophet of Yahweh besides, that we may inquire of him?" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There's yet one man by whom we may inquire of Yahweh, but I hate him, for he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah the son of Imlah." Jehoshaphat said, "Don't ye let the king say so." Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, "Get quickly Micaiah the son of Imlah." Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah sat each on his throne, arrayed in their robes, and they were sitting in an open place at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. Sedekiah the son of Chenaner made him horns of iron, and said, "Thus says Yahweh, with these shall ye push the Syrians, until they be consumed." All the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead, and prosper, for Yahweh will deliver it into the hand of the king." The messenger who went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one mouth. Let your word, therefore, please be like one of theirs, and speak you good." Micaiah said, "As Yahweh lives, what my God says, that will I speak." When he was come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" He said, "Go you up, and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand." The king said to him, "How many times shall I assure you that you speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of Yahweh?" He said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd." And Yahweh said, "These have no master, let them return every man to his house in peace." The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Didn't he tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil?" Micaiah said, "Therefore hear ye the word of Yahweh. I saw Yahweh sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Yahweh said, Who shall entice Ahab king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?" One spoke saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. There came forth a spirit, and stood before Yahweh, and said, "I will entice him." Yahweh said to him, "How?" He said, "I will go forth, and will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets." He said, "You shall entice him, and shall prevail also. Go forth, and do so. Now therefore, behold, Yahweh has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these your prophets, and Yahweh has spoken evil concerning you." Then Zedekiah the son of Chenaner came near, and struck Micaiah on the cheek, and said, "Which way went the spirit of Yahweh from me to speak to you?" Micaiah said, "Behold, you shall see on that day, when you shall go into an inner chamber to hide yourself." The king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah, and carry him back to Ammon the governor of the city, and to Josh the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction, and with water of affliction, until I return in peace." Micaiah said, "If you return at all in peace, Yahweh has not spoken by me." He said, "Hear, you peoples, all of you." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and go into the battle, but put you on your robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of his chariots, saying, "Fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel." It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, "It is the king of Israel." Therefore they turned about to fight against him, but Jehoshaphat cried out, and Yahweh helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. It happened, when the captains of the chariot saw that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. A certain man drew his bow at a venture, and struck the king of Israel between the joints of the armor, while he said to the driver of the chariot, "Turn your hand, and carry me out of the host, for I am sore wounded." The battle increased that day. However, the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the even, and about the time of the going down of the sun he died.